Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour or next half hour, they're going to be the views of Sharon Harris and Marcy Brown. And we're going to be talking about heart and body extract, which is certainly a combination of different herbs. And you know, when I went to medical school, I attended a medical school that was really had previously been a medical school where they had actually practiced a different type of medicine, and we still had some of the residuals of that there. Of course, by the time I went to medical school in 1948, well, the pharmaceutical industry pretty well controlled medical schools, but Hahnemann Hospital certainly had been a hospital where they'd used certainly herbs and other types of medications for 100 years before they were taken over by the establishment. And certainly 75 years ago, an awful lot of people did use herbs and these products that have been around for thousands of years to relieve medical conditions. Well, of course, those days are long since gone. But increasingly, I think that people throughout the country are beginning to use herbs and similar items, admitted them from plants of one sort or another that have been known to be beneficial. And that's really what heart and body extract is. Sharon, thanks very much for being with us tonight.
Oh, it's good to be here. Thank you.
Well, basically, why don't you tell us a little bit about heart and body extract, how it is that you came to be selling this, how it was that you came to produce it, and then how it is you came to be selling it.
Well, it kind of started about 11 years ago when I had health problems. I had a number of different heart and circulation issues. I had high blood pressure, 160 over 110. When the blood pressure gets that high, I can get really bad headaches and nosebleeds and dizzy spells, and it's actually very dangerous to have very high blood pressure. At the same time as the very high blood pressure, I had swollen ankles, swollen feet to the point where I wasn't able to wear my own shoes. I was very lethargic, very tired. I was short of breath, wasn't able to walk very far. I'd have to have a nap in the middle of the afternoon. And at the same time as that, I had a regular heartbeat episode where the heart would be skipping and racing, and I had palpitations too. So palpitations and a regular heartbeat. So all these three things were happening at the same time. I had tried many, many different things to try to help myself. I tried all sorts of different vitamins and minerals and different kind of formulas that I tried. But unfortunately, nothing was helpful for me. It wasn't working. So I prayed to God, actually, and what came to me was a name by the name of Greg, and Greg happens to be a master herbologist. I thought, yeah, Greg. So I give him a call, and I said, Greg, let's create a formula that will help with heart and circulatory system problems. And he said, sure, let's do that. And together we collaborated on the formula. And that's really what happened.
And, of course, the heart and body extract was the byproduct of that. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes.
And, of course, now this is sold really all over the country, and certainly we take it, our family takes it as well. And certainly they've got all sorts of responses from people here who've heard our programs and have called to tell how much it's benefited them. And if you're out there in the listening audience and you have used the product and you're pleased with it, give us a call. Or if you have any questions about it, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment. We have a lady named Marcy Brown on the line, and we're going to talk to Marcy in just a moment. Well, hi, Marcy. How are you doing?
fine, Doctor. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Well, why don't you tell us a little bit about your experience with Heart and Body Extract?
Okay. What happened is in 2010, my husband was diagnosed with high blood pressure, and they were going to put him on high blood pressure medication, and I was kind of apprehensive, and I did a little bit of a research, and I talked to a couple of friends, and one of my friends was nice enough to send me a link and said, try this product, I think it'll work. By then, my husband had been given medication, but I told him, don't take it yet, let me do a little more research. And so I looked into the product, and his blood pressure at that time was 165 over 97, and they really wanted him to go on the medication. So we ordered the Heart and Healthy, and he, at first he started it, and he was kind of, well, I don't know if this is really going to work. I think I just should take the medication the way I was told. And I said, well, give it a try. Try it for 90 days, and then, you know, we'll see what happens. At first he wasn't very receptive to, you know, documentation or anything of that nature. So I kind of urged him. I said, you know, you really need the document so that when you go back and they ask you why you haven't taken the medication, you have some proof as to where you're started and where you're at. So he listened to me and he did that. And he's been on Heart and Healthy now since September of 2010. And now he went from like a 165 over 97 and no medication. And he's now averaging anywhere between 127 over 89, 137 over 85. So his blood pressure has dropped dramatically, and he seems to really feel that a couple of things have happened. His immune system is a lot stronger. He doesn't get colds that often. And just, you know, a lot of positive things that happen just by using the product three times a day.
Well, I think that's wonderful, and basically, of course, but the fact is blood pressure, you know, if it gets up to 130, 135, how old is your husband?
He's 58.
Okay, well, we always used to say that, you know, the blood pressure should run 100 plus your age, so if he's 58, mm-hmm. Why, of course, I wouldn't, at least in the old days, have worried too much if it had been up to 100, even 160. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. These are day they want to get the blood pressure down, and I think it's to a ridiculous levels because there can be many, many complications from dropping the blood pressure as well. So I think that obviously your husband's very fortunate to be doing as well as he is, and I certainly wouldn't worry at all about those blood pressures. I think that's amazing.
Yes, it is, and considering that he wasn't taking any medication, and after 3 months, he took back, you know, months and months of, you
hold
know...
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our other guest is Marcy Brown. Her husband, of course, had blood pressure running about 160, 58 years old. They wanted to put him on antihypertensive medication, and Marcy talked him out of that and got him to take Heart and Body Extract. And at least as far as her husband is concerned, he's had a dramatic decrease in his blood pressure. It's down certainly in the normal range, and not only that, but she claims that his immune system is stronger. He's not having as many colds and other infections as he did before. Is that a fair statement, Marcy?
Yes, absolutely.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Oh, it's also regulated his weight. He's dropped some weight, and that was a byproduct. We really didn't anticipate that. So it's been really a positive experience. We've been using the products. He's been using the product since 2010, and I'm getting ready to start it myself after seeing the results that he's been able to achieve, you know, in the 2 years that he's been taking the product.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for Sharon, who, of course, has developed and markets the product Heart and Body Extract. Sharon, how can people get hold of your organization and get Heart and Body Extract?
Sure. The phone number is 866-295-5305. Again, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
And, of course, this is a combination. This is not one herb. It's about, what is it, about nine of them?
10 different ingredients.
10, okay, fine. And do you want to quickly run down on what those items are, what's in there?
Sure. Okay, we'll do. Let's see here. Got this paper all set aside for that. Okay. The first ingredient is garlic. Garlic promotes a healthy immune system. It's a powerful antioxidant. Antioxidants can help so that the body to fight against damaging free radicals. It supports healthy blood pressure and cholesterol levels already in the normal range. Next is hawthorn berry and hawthorn leaves. It restores and stimulates the heart and the arterial circulation, regulates and balances the whole cardiovascular system. Next is coleus. Coleus has been around for 3,000 years. It's used as a tonic for promoting a healthy heart and lungs, supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Motherwort, it's a circulatory stimulant and a relaxant and a nerve tonic. Next is bilberry, which is very good for the eyes, especially night vision. It'll dilate blood vessels, promotes a healthy immune system. Butcher's broom maintains healthy vascular permeability and assists the circulation. Mistletoe promotes a healthy immune system, has a calming effect on the body, supports healthy blood pressure levels already in the normal range. Next is kelp, used mainly for the iodine and effect it has on the thyroid. Ginger supports liver function, nervine, stimulates the circulation, especially to the extremities. And finally, cayenne pepper. Cayenne pepper equalizes the blood flow in the body, enhances the effect of all of the herbs, stimulates the body and organs properly so that they cleanse and function optimally.
And, of course, basically, these items have an effect far over and beyond the heart and circulatory system, don't they?
Yes, it'll help the body, actually, from the tip of the head to the bottom of the toes, actually. It helps with supporting healthy eyesight, healthy hearing, healthy memory, plus the head area, and then circulation for your legs and your feet, so it does affect more than meets the eye. It affects a lot of things because your circulation involves, 70,000 miles of blood vessels throughout the whole body.
And of course, basically, of course, the garlic is a time-honored certainly medication, and it's been used certainly for literally for thousands of years because of its medicinal properties. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Well, Marcy, what did your husband's doctor say when he checked him out and found his blood pressure had come down so dramatically without the medication that he was trying to prescribe?
Oh, they were kind of skeptical at first, and then they said, well, maybe it was just, you know, a coincidence, but you know that how that goes. They said, well, if your blood pressure, if you feel kind of lightheaded, maybe you need to come back in, and we're going to monitor your blood pressure from time to time. He took the bottle with him and showed it to them, but they kind of, you know, were not very receptive to the idea that it was not a medication.
Well, you know, basically, when you're a doctor, you anticipate that these medications, you know, will do just what you want them to, lower your blood pressure. The trouble is that, of course, if you lower blood pressure sometimes, while you get into all sorts of complications, I have some offices, which we still own, but the set of offices right next to me belonged to a friend of mine, another doctor, and his wife had high blood pressure, and she took high blood pressure medication, and she got lightheaded, and she fell off a stool and broke her neck and ended up quadriplegic. But they wanted me, my doctor, and a good friend. I'm certainly not saying this critically, but he was a good friend. He's a cardiologist, and I had blood pressure of about 170. Well, I've had a blood pressure of 170 since I was 20 years old. I'd always had high blood pressure. I didn't know why. I probably should have, because I had aortic stenosis, and the heart has to pump a lot harder to get the blood through that narrow narrowed aortic valve. Under any circumstances, they wanted me to take antihypertensive medication. Here I'd had suddenly a high blood pressure for 50 years. They wanted me to take something for it. I said, look, why should I take any medication? I've had this for 50 years. Oh, well, you know, we used to think your blood pressure should be 100 plus your age, but now, of course, we know that you should have a blood pressure of 120. Well, basically, I'm 75 years old, something like that. I was 70 years old at the time. And basically, I said, well, okay, give me the medication. They gave me the medication, and I read all the complications. And then I read, of course, what it really said. What are the chances of living longer if you took this medication? And they were about 1 in 100. I mean, certainly if you look at the statistics, why 1 in 100 people benefited from taking this medication? Well, all of a sudden, it wasn't sufficient for me to want to take a medication and draw my blood pressure. And so I didn't take it. And, later on, because I had to have my aortic valve repaired, and when I had a new one in there, my blood pressure went back to normal. It's been a normal ever since then. I do take the heart and body extract as well. But I'm really very fearful. If I'd taken that antihypertensive medication, it could have dropped my pressure after 70 years, and I probably wouldn't be here today. So I think sometimes you just got to use common sense. And certainly we've heard from a number of people how their blood pressure has benefited. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question or comment, love to hear from you. Sharon, you must hear from a lot of your customers. What are the things that they tell you?
Oh, there's a lot of different things that they tell me. The formula has helped balance my blood pressure. The formula has helped balance my blood sugar. The product has helped me with my circulation so I can walk again. The product has helped to clean my arteries, because my arteries were clogged before, and now my arteries aren't clogged now. The product has helped the congestive heart failure problem I had. Now I'm able to walk, and I'm able to have more energy, and I don't have the swelling of the ankles and the feet anymore. My memory is improving. A common testimonial is I'm sleeping better. Sleeping is actually really important because that's when your body rejuvenates and heals itself. And if you're not getting enough rest, it's not a good thing. So the fact of a person sleeping better is a real gift. I have more energy. My sexual potency is better because that's the blood flow problem. So when the blood flow is improving, then the sexual potency improves. My hearing is better. My eyesight is better.
And because these are just what people say because they've been taking it and they're happy, and they obviously are getting in touch with you and letting you know how they're doing. Well, Marcy, is there anything else you'd like to say about the product?
Oh, it's an excellent product. I would highly recommend it for anyone. You know, I'm going to be taking it very soon. I've been kind of dragging my feet a little bit, but I think I after seeing my husband's results, I think that it would be a benefit to me.
Well, you sort of get used to it. You know, it's got the cayenne pepper flavor, and you sort of almost look forward to it. When you first take it, why, of course, you're very aware of the cayenne pepper, and before long, why is it that you sort of look forward to that taste? And Sharon, how do you take this? I mean, is there any trick to taking it? Why do you give it the way you do, by dropper instead of by a capsule?
Well, capsules and tablets don't have the absorption and the assimilation that you need to have the best benefits. You know, you only get maybe 34-40% absorption when you take things orally because it has to go through the gastrointestinal system. When you take something sublingually with heart and body, for example, with a liquid, it goes directly into your bloodstream. So that's like 98% assimilation absorption.
And Chris is like the nitroglycerin. People love, certainly when they would have an angina attack, would take a nitroglycerin tablet, they'd put it under their tongue, and you'd almost immediately get the vasodilatation. And certainly, if you can get the products into the body without having to go through the intestinal tract. You have to understand that under the tongue there are all sorts of big veins and conduits to get products that go right through the mucosal membrane, right into the circulatory system, and you get almost an immediate reaction from it. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. If you've got a question, give us a call.
And then as far as how you take it, it's according to the weight. So let's say a person weighs 150 pounds, that person would take 15 drops 3 times a day. When you get your bottle, there is designations on the dropper. It says 1.25 mil, 0.5 mil, 0.75 mil, and 1 mil. So 0.25 mil would be like dosage of 7.5 drops. The 0.5 mil would be 15 drops. The 0.75 mil would be like 23 drops, I should say. And then the 1 mil would be 30 drops. So it's dependent on the weight. If you weigh 150, 15 drops 3 times a day. If you weigh 200, it would be 20 drops 3 times a day. If you weigh 300, it would be 30 drops 3 times a day. Incidentally, we have a lot of pets on the formula, a lot of cats and dogs. They can also take it. You want to mix the formula definitely with water before you hit the animal's head back and dispense it. So according to the dog's weight, if the dog weighs 50 pounds, they would take 5 drops 3 times a day mixed with water. They do very well.
All right, well, why would people give it to a dog, though? What would the rationale from their point of view be?
Well, a common problem I've seen with dogs is cardiomyopathy and congestive heart failure. So that's one of the big things that they take it for.
And actually, some of the people actually reported that their dogs have improved on the product?
Right. And I even had a cancer patient dog that did very well. He started getting his tumors all shrunken. We can't make claims, but that's what happened to this particular dog. He did extremely well with shrinking tumors.
All right, fine. Well, of course, the thing is that you can't make claims in this, but of course, you can just report what people have actually reported to you.
Exactly.
And basically, of course, you have people all throughout the world taking these products, don't you?
Absolutely. We have clients all over the world. Most of our clients are in the United States. We have people in Canada. That's where the product's made. Lots in the UK and also places like Australia, New Zealand, India, Philippines.
Well, how do they hear about it in India and in England and Australia? How do they hear about the product and the benefits of the product?
It's the internet. The internet has opened up the world, so to speak. People can hear your show on the internet in England and then they order online, and we ship anywhere in the world, basically. The only places we can't ship would be Germany, because they will refuse the product, because the Codex is very much alive there. And Italy is a problem country, too, same reason. But generally speaking, the product goes through very, very well through everywhere else in the world.
All right, fine. And, of course, are the sales increasing? I know a lot of people are having product problems with their marketing now because of the economy. How is Heart and Body Extract doing in the face of the shrinking economy?
We have a lot of faithful clients, a lot of repeat business. We get a lot of referrals.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Sharon, and I should mention that Sharon does help support Radio Liberty, but Sharon is certainly pointing out that they have a lot of clients all over the world, and a lot of repeat people come back, and it is really largely by word of mouth and by hearing about this on the internet and radio programs. But the people must be pleased with it to keep ordering it, certainly with all the economic problems we're having in the world. They're still ordering your product pretty well, aren't they, Sharon?
That's right. And one of the things that we've done good, I believe. Well, we've done a lot of good things, but this is one of the things we've done. And we've kept the same prices for the last 11 years. We have not raised our prices. So that is our best value guarantee so that we can help people in terms of knowing what to expect when they order Heart and Body Extract. It's going to be the same price year after year, and it has been for 11 years.
Okay, well, we're just about out of time. Marcy, do you have anything else you'd like to say before we let you go?
Oh, I would say that if anybody is even considering, you know, taking blood pressure, high blood pressure medication, they give this product a try, because in the 3 months that my husband tried it without medication, he had such positive results. We just have told so many people here in Hawaii about the product, and because so many people here have high blood pressure, and it's really worth the time and effort to try this product.
Okay, Sharon, one more time, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, how they can order the product, and how they can get to your website.
Sure. The phone number is 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, and the website is heartandbody.com, heartandbody.com.
And you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Give Heart and Body a try. You'll be happy you did.
All right, fine. Well, Marcy, thank you very much. And Sharon, thank you very much. And
we'll be talking
to you next month. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay.
That was Sharon and Marcy, and we're going to do open lines the rest of the hour. If you have a question or comment, something you'd like to talk about, I was going to talk about this fellow Aiken that they've tried to force out of the Senate race there in Missouri, and I think it's because he's a Christian. Basically, they don't want a strong pro-life, pro-moral position. Romney wants to talk about the economy, and certainly I'm concerned about the economy. But Aiken certainly is a moral individual. His ideas, talking about rape, perhaps it was not quite correct, but he is actually, of course, very close to Dr. Wilkie, is a friend of ours, and he may very well have gotten his ideas from Dr. Wilkie, who is a physician and certainly has been in the pro-life battle for a long period of time. But you must understand, at one time, the Republicans were strongly pro-life, pro-moral. The people who control the Republican Party are no longer pro-life and pro-moral. Oh, they may put it in the platform, but it's all showbiz. You have to understand that when the Republicans control the House of Representatives, they control the presidency, they control the Senate, they could have suddenly ended abortion on demand at any time, or abortion, and they didn't. It's all talk, ladies and gentlemen. It's to make you think there's a difference between the two parties, and there's not a dime's worth of difference. They're both in favor of war. They're both in favor of big government. The Republican plan to cut the deficit suggests that they're going to cut $1 trillion from the deficit over a period of 10 years. Ladies and gentlemen, we're running $1 to $1.5 trillion of deficit a year, and they're going to cut $1 trillion over 10 years. There's not a dime's worth of difference between the two political parties, but they can't let you know that. You have to think that they're both they're opposite. One's right, one's left, one's conservative, one's liberal. One's in favor of socialism, the other's in favor of capitalism. And the truth of the matter is they're both in favor of the welfare state and expanding government control over the lives of the people. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we're going to have open lines the rest of this hour. We'd love to have your call and get your thoughts on what's going on. I mean, how do you feel? Are you going to be voting for Romney? Are you going to be voting for Obama? Or do you think there's a lot of difference between them? Which one would we be better off without? Or which one would we be better off with? Why are they doing everything they can to keep Congressman Ron Paul's name from even being mentioned there at the Republican National Convention. Why have they done everything to prevent his delegates from being seated? And they've broken all the rules. The Republican National Committee has been taken over by people who are part of the establishment. And the last thing they want, of course, is for you to have a choice on Election Day. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and give us a call. It's going to be open lines. Well, this is Dr. Stan. It's going to be open lines for this next half hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. The United States at the present time has about 126 welfare programs. We can call them welfare programs. We can call them socialist programs. They're simply exactly the same thing. They're programs which provide from the federal government benefits to people, and we have benefits for the farmers, and we have benefits for the producers, and we have benefits certainly for the oil companies, and we have benefits for the unemployed, and we have benefits for the people who need medical care. So that we have the food stamps, 46 million Americans on food stamps, and both political parties support the welfare state. This is what they don't tell you. But certainly, have you heard Mr. Romney talking about cutting back on the welfare state? And then both political parties support the warfare state. right now. They're preparing to plunge us into a battle, into a war in the Middle East. And, of course, Obama is talking about the possibility of having to send troops into Syria because they may be considering using chemical weapons. Now, where do those chemical weapons come from? Well, they came, of course, from Saddam Hussein. And where does Saddam Hussein get the chemical weapons from? He got them from the United States. In fact, if you go up on the Internet and look up Kamchatka, that was the bunker where there was just millions of pounds of chemical and biological warfare that were certainly uncovered during the first Gulf War. And, of course, the reason that they had to destroy them was because, of course, so many of the cartons said made in the United States. We provided the chemical weapons and the wherewithal to build chemical weapons to Saddam Hussein, who then, of course, before the second American invasion, transferred it to Syria, and we cannot let the American people know that. The last thing in the world they can allow is for the American people to know that we transferred chemical and biological weapons to Saddam Hussein. And even more than that, we financed Saddam Hussein from the very inception. You go up on the Internet, you'll find out, and you check this out on Google, you'll find out that Saddam Hussein was employed by the CIA for many years, and it helped to bring him to power there, and I think it was about 1979 when he came to power, and we kept Saddam Hussein in power, but we can't let the American people know that. And of course, now we've, of course, done away with the wicked Saddam Hussein, and now, of course, Assad there in Syria, and I'm sure he's a tyrant, but I will tell you that the people will be a lot better off under Assad than they will be under the regime that would be imposed by the Muslim Brotherhood, which we actually created back in 1928. The Muslim Brotherhood was actually created by MI6, which worked in concert with the American intelligence agencies at that time, covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. We create these enemies, and now, of course, we're trying to reunite the whole of the Muslim world under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood in preparation for a clash of civilizations between, of course, the Muslim world and the Christian world. And, ladies and gentlemen, why would our leaders want to do that? Well, war is a way that you transform society. The reason that they brought America into the First World War was to prolong that war. It ended up killing about 20 million people and injuring another 40 million. But they thought that out of the horror of World War I, they'd be able to bring about a world government. And when that failed, why, of course, we had to have a World War II. And that killed about 60 million people and maybe 100 million people wounded and casualties. And when that failed to bring about the one world government, the United Nations has not become the world government they wanted. Now they're going to have a third world war. And until you understand there's a small group of people who control both political parties, and the goal is globalism, and they're working in concert with the people in Great Britain and counterparts all throughout the world who want a world government. That's what it's really all about. And you cannot understand anything today unless you understand the covert and secret societies working behind the scenes to bring about a world government. They call it globalism. They can call it many things. But in the final analysis, it'll be the imposition of a world tyranny under the control of a ruling world oligarchy. And those are the people who are affiliated with the secret societies that exist today. And if you doubt that they exist, why should they get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness? Or look at the back of the dollar bill and ask yourself, why is that pyramid there? Why is the pyramid capped by the all-seeing eye? That's the emblem of the ancient mystery religions. And why is there an eagle on the back of the dollar bill? Well, it wasn't really initially an eagle. It was the bird that was on the back or the front of the Great Seal of the United States, the back of the Great Seal of the United States, put there in about, 1780, something like that. And it was the phoenix. And the whole idea of the phoenix, it was to be, well, that was the bird that died and was burned and then came back to life. And that's what America was to be. It was to be the rebirth of this idea of bringing about a world government. Let's go to Michael, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
Great. I wanted to talk about the welfare, but you brought up tyranny and tyrant. What is tyranny and what is a tyrant, Doc?
Tyranny, of course, is an authoritarian government that takes away the freedom of the people, and the tyrant is the one who rules or controls the tyranny. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, okay. I'm on the same page with you on that. The welfare thing, the way I understand this is, okay, we take the money from a working person and we give it to a person that's not working, okay, and then they are surviving off of the working person. I'd much rather see the not working person working, really, but the way I look at that is I think that's stealing, okay? Somebody, you take something from somebody that they worked for, and then you give it to somebody else.
But you see, that's how you buy their vote. And the person who's not working and getting a check will always support the people in government who are going to give him something. We all want something for nothing. And that's why, of course, this system works pretty well as long as everybody's getting a check. The only trouble is eventually, you don't have enough money, you go bankrupt. That's what's happening in Europe today. That's what's happening to Italy and to Portugal and to Spain and to Greece. I mean, they've got all of these people that have been promised a check, and they don't have enough money to put it out, and they borrowed all the money that they can. Most of the money they get coming in the form of taxes goes to pay interest on their debt, and basically the whole system is collapsing. And that's what always happens to socialist and communist societies. It's a wonderful idealistic theory, but it doesn't work. It doesn't work in Russia. It's not working in Europe. And it's not going to work here. But you see, that's how you destroy this country. And out of the chaos that is coming and the collapse of our economy will come the dictatorship. They want to destroy our middle class. They want to destroy our economy. And they're doing a pretty good job of it, Michael.
Yeah, the way I understand it, Doc, this is the way I look at it, is, okay, we're here. God put us here. We're supposed to be here for him. So if we're running around trying to do what we want to do for ourselves, then that's a form of stealing, because we're supposed to be living for him, okay? And then so we're living for ourselves and our houses and our bills and to try to pay all these taxes, and so we're basically stealing from God because we're not giving him the respect that's due him. And I really think that that's where our problem is that we really, really, really need to get back to giving God the respect that's due to him. And if we could just start doing that, then all this other stuff, and the idea of a government that is stealing our money from us to give it to other countries and give it to the people that aren't working, that just, I mean, it goes against everything I believe, and I'm just not in agreement with everything that they're doing. I don't understand any of it.
Well, Michael, basically what we're doing is we're funding dictators throughout the world. We have our troops stationed in 130 nations throughout the world. We have our between 800 and 900 foreign military bases. America has an empire. Nobody ever wants to talk about that, but that's the reality. And we finance dictatorships all throughout the world. We are keeping the ruthless Chinese communists in power. We're certainly transferring our manufacturing over there to build up communist China. The best enemy money could buy, because we're going to have a war with China and Russia one of these days. And if you don't have an enemy, how can you have a war? That's what it's really all about. I mean, I believe, of course, that we, as Christians, we have an obligation to help those people who need to be helped, but not certainly through the medium of government. We need charity. We need to get back to this concept of Christian charity. And people who are in need should be helped by the churches and certainly helped by the local communities. But this idea of simply getting onto food stamps and welfare and living a good life and not having to work, basically, of course, eventually they'll destroy the society. And that's exactly what the elitists want to. They want to destroy our society because, of course, it was based upon Christian principles. And these people hate Christianity. And behind everything going on today is this intense hatred of Christianity. That's why we're imposing governments under Sharia law in Afghanistan and Iraq. That is why we toppled the government there in Egypt to bring that nation under Sharia law. And what people don't understand is there's an organized effort to destroy Christianity in America, And that's why they took God and prayer out of our schools, the Ten Commandments out of our schools, and why they're harassing Christians today. That's why there's such a big fuss about this. A Congressman Aiken, who's running for the Senate in Missouri, they hate him because he's a Christian. And the Republican leadership are calling for him to resign and certainly not to run for Senate. And Romney's doing the same thing. Why, if he were to win, the Republicans could gain control of the Senate? And that's the last thing they want. They don't want the principles of morality to be imposed upon our Senate. They want the sort of immoral people they have there now. Anything else, Michael, before we let you go?
Yeah, I'm 51, Doc. Ever since I've been working since I was 8 years old, I always say to work, I come from a very poor family with a bunch of kids, and so I always had to work. I had to buy my own school clothes. I had to pay rent while I was living at home as I was going to school. I'm not complaining about that, but I learned about working, and ever since I was little, when they started taking taxes out of my pay, I think when I was 14 years old, I just had a big problem with them taking the Social Security money, because that was my money, and I thought that I could use that better, and I was sort of proved out that I was right, because now they got that thing all messed up, and so now I've paid into all this for all these years, and it's most likely not going to be there, and I've never really looked for it to be there, because I never really trusted them. So
I'm going to have to interrupt you, because we got a board, but you're right, Social Security is a Ponzi scheme. They've spent the money just like Madoff did. And, of course, these people in Congress who've done this said they should be sent to prison. And we should take away, they have their own separate pension fund. These are people in Congress. They don't have Social Security. They got their own pension fund. That's not a Ponzi scheme. That one has a real, of course, the money put aside. That's for the congressmen and for their health care. But, of course, they've spent the money. In Medicare and Social Security trust funds. There is no money there, just IOUs from the Treasury that doesn't have any money, and that's why we're having to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends so that they can pay for Medicare and Social Security, because they spent the money in the past, a lot of it on the pensions for the congressmen. Hey, we're going to have to run. Thanks so much for calling, and let's go to Leslie calling from Tri-Cities. Hi, Leslie. Do you have a question or comment?
I had a couple of comments. You were talking about Ron Paul.
Right.
And when he came to the Tri-Cities just before our caucus, and all of the candidates did, and there were 1,500 that went to his rally. Anyway, instead of a bumper sticker, I have one of those big garden signs, and I've got that in the window of the back of my truck, and I've always had it there. And just today, I had a fellow drive by and go, "Like your sign." And so... After he was here, there was a television news lady that stopped me going into a grocery store because she saw my sign. And I was telling her, you know, I said, they're not going to put this on air. And she didn't understand. And so she said, well, I'll just ask you questions. And so I was telling all this glowing stuff about Ron Paul. And, she asked me about if I'd gone to any of the other rallies. And I said, no. And she said, I've been to all of them, and I said, how were they? And she goes, the attendance at the other ones was laughable. You know, like, there were so few people there. And,
I think the people up there in Sydney, in your area, because the American Christian radio stations up there, I think the people realize that this whole two-party system is simply laughable. It is simply a scam. There's not a dime's worth of difference between the two political parties other than what Ron Paul was saying. He was saying what really needed to be done. The rest of the candidates are simply playing games. Go ahead, Leslie.
Yeah, a neighbor of mine said she saw the news with, you know, they didn't, and exactly what I said, they didn't show any of my interview. They just showed me, like, getting into my Ron Paul truck at the beginning and the end of the bit. But they, and I always kind of wondered if she picked up on that, because I told her at the beginning that they won't air this.
Well,
and
but
so,
she may not have had anything to do with it. It basically came in the studio to make the determination of what's shown. And believe me, the media is controlled. If they told us the truth, and you worked for one of the major networks and you told the truth, you would be fired. Do you remember what happened to Glenn Beck? Suddenly when he suddenly read the quotation from David Rockefeller's memoirs, where David Rockefeller on page 405 of his memoirs said, you know, there are a lot of conservatives who think that I and my family are part of a secret cabal that is working against the best interests of the United States, conspiring with others to bring about a more integrated global and economic system. And if that's the charge, I plead guilty. I'm a proud internationalist. I mean, he's admitting he's part of a secret cabal. Glenn Beck read that on Fox News, his radio program, and a week later he was fired. I mean, that's the way the system pretty works. So the lady may very well have put the information in, and they just didn't. They chose not to show it.
Yeah, I'm assuming that that's what happened. The other thing was people are calling in about the book, The Harbinger.
Right.
And I did hear the fellow that called in and said there's some negative things. I haven't read what was put on the internet about the negative stuff about it. When I read it, I loved it. It's a quick read. It's an easy read. It's based on what you talk about when you say that God is eventually going to judge this country, and that's what it's about. It's about 9/11 being a part of this the Isaiah 9:10 or whatever. But it's exactly saying about God judging this country.
Well, I'm going to have to read it. I've heard all sorts of things about it, but I don't want to comment really because I don't know. And I will get one day.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, Leslie, I appreciate so much your calling, and please encourage others to listen, to get educated, to understand what this is all about, because we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll be back in just a moment to wrap up this segment of our program. And we've got Jim in Yakima. Hi, Jim. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do, long-time listener, first-time caller, but I just had some comments on what Todd Akin said. And what he said was just absolutely true. I think he could have worded it better. But I've heard before that rape rarely results in pregnancy. It's just less than 1%.
Ed, but even if it did, why should we kill the child just because a woman was raped? This is why we should make rape a very, very deadly crime, and the people involved in rape should be sent to prison. But instead of that, why we're trying to sort of marginalize rape, it's really not such a bad thing. But the issue that we're talking about should be, we're talking about killing an innocent life. That child is not simply guilty because it was conceived out of rape. Why do we justify killing the child? And nobody wants to talk about that. I think Mr. Akin might have been better talking about that, but I think he was very sincere. I think he's a Christian. I think that is why he's being crucified, is because he is a Christian.
Well, I think so too, and I didn't hear his apologies and his backpedaling. I guess he's done quite a bit of that. I think he would have been much better off if he stood by his original statements.
Well, I think he just said, I could have said it better. But he didn't.
Exactly.
He didn't. He is not coming out, and he just said, I probably shouldn't have worded it the way I did. Something like that. I mean, I didn't lose any respect for him because of what he said. I think he's a man of integrity, and I'd certainly wish that he was running it for the presidency rather than Romney. Anything else, Jim?
No, that was it. Thanks, Doctor.
God bless him. Well, please keep listening, and I hope you'll get the people up there in Yakima listening. Do we have a fairly good listening audience up there, do you know?
I don't think so. I'm surprised. I talk to people in our church, and they've never heard of even the radio station.
All right, fine. Well, your job is to get them listening to the radio station, listening to Radio Liberty, and they'll start listening. They'll think we're crazy, but before long, they begin to be afraid that we're not.
Well, I printed one of your flyers off your website, and I keep some of those with me and hand them out.
God bless you, and thanks so very much, Jim.
You bet.
Okay, bye-bye, and Chris, that's Jim calling from Yakima, Washington. We're going to be back here in just a moment as we wrap up tonight's program. We've got a great program the next hour with our good friend William Grieg. But, ladies and gentlemen, we truly are involved in a spiritual battle. It's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, but it is a spiritual battle. It's a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization, and most people don't even know the battle's on. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need, of course, to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us financially, we'd love to hear from you, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, get our best CDs or tapes of the month, and get our newsletter, or just get one or the other, or you can advertise with us, and we actually have a certain number of people advertise with us who believe in our philosophy, and then, of course, if you're in a position to make a donation, whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it, and if you're not in a position to help. And I know so many people are in difficult financial straits today. Why, of course, we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. I do want to mention we're having an all-day conference on the 21st of October, and of course we're doing this on Sunday because we find that many of our people work on Saturday and can't come. We've had much better attendance since we changed to Sunday. And, of course, we do start with a prayer in the morning, and certainly we'll have several programs there that deal with the spiritual aspect of what's going on. We'll have Lynn Marzulli talking, and he'll do a great job beginning to tie together so much. Lynn is actually a minister who gave up a good-paying job at a very large church in Southern California because he felt called to try to help people understand the events that are taking place today, because there are lots of supernatural events and you aren't even being told about them because our churches, well, in many instances our ministers don't understand. In other instances, they do understand and they're afraid to speak out. And they know very well if they speak out, there'll be people planted in their churches, and there are to destroy any minister who has the courage to tell the truth. And just as they were able to destroy Glenn Beck and force him off of Fox News because he told the truth about David Rockefeller, so this happens to ministers across America today with the courage to speak out. We do have a few that do, and we appreciate it. We have a number of ministers who listen to our program, and many even support us because they have congregations that are solidly behind our effort to educate people about the spiritual battle. So if you're able to come to our October 21st conference, lunch will be served. We're bringing in outside speakers. You're going to give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Make reservations. And, of course, if you want to get the special rate on the rooms, we do have a block of rooms reserved at the Seascape Inn, and hope that many of you will be able to come. You'll get a better rate if you make your reservations now. And then, of course, we hope many of you will want to get the material we have. We've got a talk on the dark secret. It takes you into the spiritual aspect of what's going on, the forbidden secret, because the last thing they want the American people to know is about the spiritual forces, which are not imaginary, but they're very real, and they permeate every aspect of our society. We have a 3-CD set. It goes a 3-DVD set put out by Chris Pinto, and it basically goes into the, it was titled The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And when America was formed as an independent nation, why there are powerful spiritual forces here on both sides of the equation. The vast majority of the founding fathers of America were Christian and coming from the Christian point of view, but there were also people here from the occult side. And they were part of this movement that is always intended to use America, our financial and military power, to bring about a one-world government. And this is a long-range plan dating back well before Columbus ever discovered America. And you'll find all of this, of course, is covered in this excellent 3-CD, 3-DVD set, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning. And then, of course, we have Pastor Billy Crone's DVDs going into the final countdown. You'll want to get the most recent one going into the background of the prophetic events that are taking place today. And as you watch unfolding of events, you can see God's hand in it. Pastor Billy Crone, the Final Countdown. These things are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision and our protection.